Good morning and welcome to Mornings with a Stranger. This is episode 18, so I guess that makes us officially an adult. So we'll see how we act now going forward if we're more mature or whatever you're supposed to be when you're an adult. iPhones and Siri and talking back to you, so or giving you little Siri extra feedback. I haven't used all of the voices in my iPhone, but I've used a few of them and I noticed they have slightly different slants to things. It's just kind of interesting. Like, for instance, it kind of annoys me. It didn't at first, but it does now. It annoys me that every time it's below, I don't remember what temperature it is. I don't know if it's below 32 or what, that when it reads me the weather, if I ask it to read me the weather, it's like, it's 30 degrees outside. It's also the same when it's 30 below zero. And, well, I don't know if that's a literal 30 below. I can't remember if it's been quite that cold yet. But it gets pretty darn cold. And wind chill, definitely. But it's the same burr. Like, I need something different for, you know, a 30 degrees and a 10 and 20 below zero. And then add wind chill to that. And it's like, it's just funny. Because then when you go back to 30, it's like, you're like, hey, it's 30. Woohoo! And it's like, burr. And you're like, no, it's finally nice outside. So they need some, like, degrees or something. Something that denotes the, you know, difference of the 30 to the difference of the freezing cold. I kind of half expected it at some point to be like, why are you even contemplating going outside? Stay in. It's freezing out there. But no such luck. I have the American guy on my, as my Siri right now. But I had the Australian, and somehow I took the burr a little bit more seriously. Like, I felt more genuine coming from the Australian voice. So I should maybe keep that one in the winter or something. One of the other things that I find interesting with the slight difference of voices, and I should keep rotating through my voices just to see how it responds with different inflections. And I'm not necessarily saying there's a huge amount of difference, but I did notice with the American voice when I am actually talking to it, like it's plugged in and I'm asking it to read me a message and maybe send something back or so. So it'll read you the message and it says, do you want to reply? And if I say no, it says, okay, like not quite like that, but kind of in this way that says, you know, you're neglecting your duties for that. For not responding, or you're kind of a jerk for not responding for that. It's just this little tone that I feel very judged by my phone. And I didn't notice that with the Australian guy. So maybe the Australian guy is just like, yeah, fine, whatever, respond, don't respond. Everything's good. It's all good. So I know I probably have issues that I'm feeling judged by my iPhone, but I find it very interesting and a little disturbing, quite frankly, because it catches me every single time I hear it. You could argue that I need therapy. You could probably also argue that I pay attention to tone and that our tone actually means something. And I take that seriously. Another funny little thing that happened with my iPhone while it was plugged in, so thus able to receive commands for Siri, is I was reading an audiobook by Will Wheaton. And he, in the audiobook, says, seriously? And my iPhone picked that up as a command to talk to Siri, and it's, you know, started responding, which was kind of hilarious because I had been trying to get my phone to respond to me and it wouldn't respond to me. So apparently Will Wheaton has the right tonality for my phone to listen, and my phone's more interested in listening to him than me, which maybe I can't blame him for that. But I thought that was fascinating, and Will Wheaton has better control over my phone than I do, which could be handy or not handy, depending on the situation you are in. So I'm curious if anybody else has had that situation where they're listening to an audiobook or something and their phone starts responding. I was going to say listening to a podcast, but it doesn't work that way unless you're listening to a podcast on another device, in which case then it could happen. Or if somebody else comes over and is able to get your iPhone to talk. I don't know, I thought that it was supposed to like have some connection with your voice in particular, but maybe that's not really true. I'm not really sure. Anyway, those are my fun thoughts for the day about iPhones and Siri and Will Wheaton taking over our world, which could be interesting in and of its own right. Have a wonderful morning and the rest of your day, and we will see you back tomorrow.